Welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. As promised last week, we have some more details on our trivia contest that will take place after the end of Season 1 next month. We are going to release a trivia episode, and we are going to ask 10 questions about our first 25 episodes. You will then have a chance to answer those questions and send your answers over to us at CuriousKidPodcast@gmail.com. We are going to randomly select 3 fans that answered all 10 questions correctly, and they are going to win an awesome prize.
They're
going to
get a Curious Kid Podcast swag bag.
Do you want to know what's going to be in the swag bag?
Not so fast.
Okay, if you insist. We are going to tell you more about the swag bag in coming weeks. We are also going to post photos and videos of Olivia showing off the swag bag on social media. So don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so you don't miss a thing. All right, what are we getting curious about this week?
This week we're getting curious about glasses.
Nice. We all know lots of people who wear glasses. Let's find out why they wear them and how glasses work. What's the question of the week?
Are glasses made of glass?
Interesting question. Before we can understand how glasses work, we need to learn about the eye.
The front of the eye is covered by the cornea.
The cornea is clear, and it helps the eye focus.
The iris is the colored part of the eye.
That's right. My iris is dark brown. How about yours?
Mine is hazel.
And in the middle of the iris is a tiny hole called the pupil. The pupil lets light into the eye. When you are in a dark place, the pupil gets bigger and tries to let more light into your eyes. When you are in a light place, the pupil will get smaller to let less light in. You can even try an experiment. Stand with someone else in a room and turn off the lights so that it is dark for a minute. Then turn the lights back on and quickly look at their eyes. You should be able to see the pupil get smaller after the light turns on.
Behind the pupil is the lens.
The lens helps the eye focus.
And in the back of the eye is the retina.
That's right. So when the eye is working perfectly, the eye bends light rays so the image can be focused on your retina. Another word for the bending of light is refracting.
What happens when someone's eyes don't work like they should?
Well, there are a few common problems you sometimes see in children. Some people's eyes focus images in front of the retina. Those people are nearsighted.
They can see stuff that's close, but not far away.
With other people, the image is focused behind the retina. Those people are farsighted.
Those people can see things that are far away, not things that are close.
Okay, Olivia, this week you went to see an eye doctor, and you have something too. You are not nearsighted or farsighted. What did the doctor tell you that you have?
I have astigmatism.
That's a tough word. What does it mean?
It means the cornea is not even.
What that means is that the cornea refracts the light in different directions. Sometimes images can look blurry for people with astigmatism. Can you tell our listeners what the eye doctor asked you to do so she can tell how well your eyes worked?
The doctor told me to look inside a thing where my chin rests, and I look into, like, goggles. And I saw a barnyard, and when I went in the room with special glasses, one eye was covered, and I saw letters with each eye. I took turns.
That's really interesting. Was it a scary visit to the doctor?
No.
No, it wasn't scary at all. Everyone should have eye exams. Even if you are nearsighted, farsighted, or have astigmatism, you may not even need glasses. Sometimes glasses may be suggested, but there is great news.
You get to pick out awesome frames.
That's right. Glasses are beautiful and there are some awesome frames to choose from.
And you'll also be able to see better if you have glasses.
Absolutely. We don't want to forget that. So how do glasses work?
They help your eyes focus images on the retina.
And how do they do that?
Well, it's different for everyone.
That's very true. So it depends on what eye problem you have and how severe it is. Have you ever tried someone else's glasses on?
Yes, I tried Mommy's glasses on.
And can you see clearly with Mommy's glasses?
No.
That's right. Even if you have trouble seeing, don't bother using someone else's glasses. It probably won't work. Every pair of glasses is designed specifically for the person that needs them. So glasses are called glasses, so they must all be made of glass. Is that right?
No, some glasses are made out of glass, but most of them are made out of plastic.
Wow, maybe we should call them plastics instead. Well, there is a good reason why most glasses are made of plastic. They don't break as easily, they are not as heavy, and they are cheaper. That's all for episode 22.
Goodbye. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast on glasses.
Great job, Olivia. If you love the Curious Kid podcast, there are a couple of things you can do to let us know, and we would really appreciate it. Please leave us a review on whatever site or app you use to listen to us. Also, send an email to us at curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.